Praise the Lord. Happy to be out tonight. Amen. Let's all stand if you will. Let's bow our heads before Him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a blessed opportunity, Lord, to be back in your precious temple. Lord, we're saints of like precious faith. Lord, we love each other so very much, Lord. Lord, that's because you first loved us, Lord, and your grace on Calvary. Lord, we are so appreciative of everything you've done for us. Lord, today don't go by, Lord, without thanking you, Lord, for everything you've done and been to us. Lord, it's your precious mercy and grace. Lord, it's nothing we could ever do in ourselves, Lord. We're so thankful. Lord, we just ask you to have your way in everything that's said and done this night. Let everything be done and said for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Isn't it a privilege? Amen and an honor. I'd like to turn to page 18 in our Only Believe. Amen. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before Christ the Right. marching to victory. Amen. Love that verse. Crowns and thrones may perish. Kingdoms rise and wane. Amen. But the church of Jesus constant will remain. Amen. Praise his name. Only by his grace we can take another step. Win another battle. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 1 in our little capstone books. Amen. Keep coming back to the well of grace. Amen. Nothing we can do in ourselves. Blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the soul of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whatever temptations and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back. Amen. Hallelujah. To his precious grace. Amen. Can we sing that little song, Set Me on Fire? Amen. I think we remember it. Down inside of me a fire is burning, but in my heart I have such a yearning for to be just a glow. Consume me, Lord, show your love will show. Set me on fire with your power from above. Set me on fire with your precious holy love. It's my desire. Oh, I want the world to see. Set me on fire desire, saints. Amen. Lord, set me on fire so everybody can see Jesus Christ living through me. Amen. There might be a few mistakes here and there, but by His grace, amen, He can set us free. Keep our path, amen, our feet on the right path. Amen. Never quitting, never giving up. Praise His wonderful name. Lord, set me on fire so the world can see what a desire that truly is. Amen. Praise His name. Brother Settles, you might take the offering up. Amen. With your power from above. Amen. Go ahead, brother, if you will.
Heavenly Father, Lord, truly, that's our desire. Have your Holy Spirit, Lord, truly set our hearts aflame.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, in this late hour that we live, Father, when time is waning and closed, oh, Lord, may we run like we've never run before. Oh, God, have your way.
Yes, sir.
Lord, this part of the service, we ask you just bless it. Lord, that truly we may be able to be able to keep the doors open.
Yes.
The lighthouse here. All we need, we ask all this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. You're saying the move is on? The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. The move is on, my Lord, the move is on. I hear the rustle in the mulberry tree, and I know the move is on. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're such a privileged people, Lord. We really are. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord. I know we say it so many times, but Lord, if we mean it from the bottom of our heart, Lord, it means so much to you. We're so thankful, Lord, for what you've given us in this day and age. Lord, when we see people all around us, Lord, they think they're right. Lord, they think they're doing what you want them to do. But Lord, to have a revelation of thy word, Lord, truly, have a revelation of what we need to accomplish in this life. Lord, we can't accomplish nothing without you. Lord, you do it all through us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit and your grace. Lord, what an excitement ought to bring to our hearts, Lord, to know that the King of heaven and earth is living in these flesh bodies. Lord, may we never go weary in well-doing, Lord, but Lord, keep our eyes on the goal. Lord, press towards the mark of the high calling of Christ. Lord, as we stand here this night, Lord, knowing that many has a need by the upraising their hand, Lord, maybe a few that ain't here, the Lord also has a need upon their hearts. Lord, you know all about their needs. Lord, you know their heart's desire, Lord, and we ask you to grant it, Lord, according to your perfect will. Lord, you know more about us than we'll ever know about ourselves, Lord. Lord, we just pray that that's our prayer from the bottom of our hearts, Lord, that you'll meet our needs, our spiritual needs, Lord, in such a mighty way in this day, in this cold, dark age, Lord, that we're living in. Lord, it's so needed in this day, Lord, and we just appreciate the opportunity to be a people, Lord, that can overcome, Lord, and by your grace overcome and march on to victory, Lord, to be with you in glory one of these days. Lord, it will be worth it all to be your child, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to bless each and every one now. Lord, just lift up Brother Bobby, Lord, down there in the veterans home. Lord, we think about him so many times. Lord, how we ask, Lord, that you bless him richly. Lord, just touch his heart, touch his life. Lord, just encourage him, give him an uplifting of your Holy Spirit. Lord, Sister Marilyn, Lord, we always want to keep her before you, Brother Leffler. Sister Brother DeLong, Lord, we appreciate each and every one of these brothers and sisters. Lord, we ought to hold them dear to our hearts. Lord, help them when we can. Pray for them always. Lord, we just ask your way to be, your will to be done in the remainder of the service now. Bless thy word to our hearts this night, Lord. We ask and pray. Lord, it's our greatest desire, and we'll be sure to give you all the glory and honor. In the precious name of thy Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. What a privilege it is to serve you. Amen. Anyone have a special this evening? Amen. Ask the sisters to come if they would.
Why are they leaving? Why do they now deny the seventh angel's message? They've preached most of their lives. Why made them turn from the truth they once proclaimed? Their destinies were charted out for this great falling away. Their destinies are being turned for this great falling. It's only by the grace of God, if I'm standing as they fall, it's His grace that keeps holding me, not what I deserve at all. Election. If I go or if I stay, destinies are being turned in this great falling away. All around us they're falling, to the left and to the right. But the bride's not in darkness. God has given her the light. Like the first Eve who once listened, the second Eve won't fall today. She's being fortified behind for the great catching away. Her destiny's been charted out for the great catching away. It's only by the grace of God, if I'm standing, it's His grace that keeps holding me, not what I deserve at all. Election is if I swore, if I stay, destinies are being turned in this great falling away. Yes, destinies are being turned. Where do you stand today?
Stand. Bring out a little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry.
Bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, oh, how thankful we are again for your mercy and your grace in our lives. Lord, it's like the song the sisters just sang. It's your mercy and grace that we're able to be where we're at today. And Lord, we know that if you were to lift your hand, we would fall, Lord. So we ask that you would continue to help us. And Lord, help us by the Holy Spirit to stay in a position of humility, and Lord, with a broken and a contrite spirit, Lord, a smitten spirit, that Lord, you could do with us whatever you want. We ask now that you would feed us your word and open our understanding to it, Lord, as we go back into these precious nuggets and how dear they are to us, Lord. It's our life. It's our everything. And that's the way we always want to be. So we commit ourselves to thee for service now and ask again, Lord, that you just open our hearts to it. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're thankful to be back again this evening. Amen. Just appreciate God's love, his mercy, and his grace for us. If you'd like to turn with me again to the book of 2 Corinthians, I'd like to go back and while we're as fresh in thoughts of it as we could be, possibly be. Like we're back in that little subject was on Sunday, missing the mind of Christ. And I'll rehearse a few little things tonight and so that you'll catch on back to where we was at. All right, 2 Corinthians 10th chapter, and let's read here the 3rd to the 6th verse. For though we walk in the flesh, again, that was 2 Corinthians, 10th chapter, 3rd verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now, notice how confident Paul was in saying that. Okay? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So it's not something you're going to have when you've got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're not going to be bouncing around all that carnality, but you'll be walking in the Spirit. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And may the Lord bless you in his word again. You may be seated. I trust it, even though it's a little Thursday night service, that you'll take these things very serious and ask the Holy Spirit to put it together for you in your heart. And because regardless, if I could possibly bring it in the best way it could be brought, that still would mean nothing. It takes the Holy Ghost teacher on the inside to put it together. So we always want to keep that in mind. And so just open up your heart now and just think about what we just got done reading and just kind of, again, cast down imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's kind of where we was at when we was leaving off Sunday evening. But you could just ask yourself now, so far this week, just even from Sunday, has every thought been brought under obedience to the Word of God? Now, when you say that, or we think that, or we may agree that we have, you better know what you're talking about, because that's a lot of thoughts. A lot of thoughts being processed, as we talked about, that we all have. We all have a lot of thoughts that we process daily. And somebody that says they ain't got any thoughts they don't process all day long, boy, you must be way out there somewhere. You're not even human, you know. So we find that we all process these thoughts every day. And we read the scripture, which we'll read our scripture again, just to refresh in part of it, where we are to have the mind of Christ. And keep in mind now, saints, as we go through these things, this is not anything, there's nothing I'm going to read tonight that you can just decide to, it's not for me. It's not for this age. It's not for this time. It's not since the message came. You really got a wrong revelation when we think those things, if you want to call it a revelation. But we realize every one of these things we're going to read is for the bride of Jesus Christ, for the sons and daughters of God. It's not for anybody else. Will it make people odd people? Absolutely it will. That's why Brother Branham brought out those messages, oddball and so forth. It makes us strange because we don't think like the rest of the human race on this earth does. We don't even think the same as probably a lot of people in the message do. Yeah. Because not everybody in the message is saved. Not everybody in the message is predestinated. We know that. But yet, this strange people, there's a reason why they're strange. Their thinking is different. Their thinking is totally opposite of what the world is. You know, the world gets so involved in their thoughts of entertainment, doing things of pleasure, things that's fun to do, things that's, you know, just nothing but carnality, flesh, stinking rotten flesh. And they get excited off of that, you know. But the little bride of Jesus Christ is not like that. She's different. And we'll see here as we continue to go on into this, why it is a special people that will have this. Not just anybody. No, not just anybody. It's, and you may think, well, I could come along and do this myself. It's impossible for you to do it yourself. You'll see scripturally it is. It is impossible for you to sit there and listen to me, or anybody sit here and listen to these scriptures or quotes I'm going to read and say, I decide I'm going to do this. It will never happen. Never. It will take Christ doing his work through you for this to happen. Okay? So, and keep that in mind and just kind of refresh your mind again to Hebrew, the 4th chapter, 12th verse. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So again, there's no way of hiding our thoughts from God. Also in the book of Revelation, we remind us that he searcheth the reins. He knows what we think. Okay, regardless if we don't say nothing to nobody, he knows our thoughts. Okay? But we also read the quote where Brother Branham said and showed us where you're going to express what you're thinking. People's going to see the actions that you have, but what you think. You may never still say a word, but if you take a person that is high-tempered and easily tempered and easily to be upset, you just watch. The person wouldn't have to say nothing. Just let somebody, let them drive down the highway. We'll just use that illustration. They'll just be driving down the highway and somebody make the wrong move in that car in front of them and watch them. They got that look on their face. without saying a word, they got that look on their face, that disgust, that hatred that boils up inside, that I can't stand this. Why did they do this? Like we're all perfect drivers, you know. Ain't none of us sitting here perfect drivers. But the thing of it is, just actions will show. You watch when somebody's maybe intimidating you and be very arrogant with you. Are you one that can have that joy on your face and expressing Christ when they're doing it to you? Or do you start getting grumpy and then you start showing a frown and then you're thinking, oh, I'd like to get this straightened out. You see, you don't have to say a word. He knows exactly what you're thinking. Now, you may sit there and think I'm crazy, I'm stupid, and I'm dumb standing up here, and may think that I'm clear off the wall, but you go right ahead. You're the one that'll pay down the end of the road if you don't listen to what I'm going to read to you. Okay? So, and again, I've never been one to pull punches. I just come right out and usually say it, you know, and let you know what it's saying, let you be confronted with it so that you can have something true in front of you to judge yourself by, the Word of God, not by yourself. I can see more and more every day why it is so unwise to judge ourselves by ourselves. We come up with some of the craziest things when we judge ourselves by ourselves. We seem to have more of a tendency to be mellow against our bad things. A more tended way of go to the way of being, it wasn't so bad. And it wasn't this. And it ain't this. And it ain't that bad when you judge yourself by yourself. But when you have to stand up there before a righteous God and a word of God that is so true and so pure and so right and have to judge yourself by that, sometimes we take it a little different then. And we can think a little deeper and think, I am wrong. But when you're judging yourself by yourself, it's a lot harder to say, I was wrong. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have acted this way. But stand up before God's Word. Because remember, even down here with the Word of God facing us, it's still not going to be near as great as when you had to stand before Him in judgment. That'll be the ultimate. You see, when you stand before that presence, and then He begins to call off and show you on that screen what you did, your action you had, and then the thoughts that you had while that action came forth, remember, He'll even judge our thoughts. You'll have to stand before Him on the day of judgment. Okay? So let's go on here now. Again, let me just refresh your mind. I won't read it all, just a portion of it. 1 Corinthians 2, as I said, I'm going to go read a few of these things to get back in line with it. In case the cares of life drug you off too much, got too involved, and got a little forgetful. All right. 1 Corinthians 2 and the 16th verse. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So we see Paul had an assurance, and by his teachings, you could see he had the life to back it up, that he had this mind of Christ, okay? And now to refresh your minds quickly to the letter, again, that I told you about, we was talking about Sunday, the prophet told him, or the Holy Spirit told the prophet, pick up his pen and begin to write. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Just to refresh your mind back that real quickly. And as you'll notice, I'm trying to slip through this quickly now, more than what we did Sunday now, because we're just breaking more of these things down, but I'm at least bringing it back to your remembrance on it. He said, now the harmony, now watch this come back to Scripture. Okay? Notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. This harmony that he's going to tell us now has come back to me, to you. Never done anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 5:19, this harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. But you don't do anything until it's showed to you by the Word of God. That's a close walk with Christ, which the bride is going to have. Now, does it sound like, I'm hoping it doesn't come across that way. But I'm afraid to some, when we get up here and read the Word of God, you're looking at it in a way, this is impossible. And you might get discouraged. But again, I have to be up front with you. It is impossible for you to do it. Again, this is why ye must be born again. Without all the goofy stuff, the funny stuff, the put on, the pretense, make-believe, claims, ye must be born again. Okay? All right? Because otherwise it will not happen. I don't care how hard you try, it will not happen. Now, you can hang on to some kind of past teaching. You can hang on to some kind of past experience you might have had in life. But you better go back to the Word and see if that past experience will line up with the Word now. Okay? This harmony is now to exist between the bride, between the groom and his bride. He shows her his Word of life. Okay? She receives it. She never doubts it. And that's one not very many can say. Not very many can say you've never doubted it. But the true bride of Jesus Christ never doubts it. Okay? Therefore, nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. And here's the secret of this. The Word is in the bride as it was in Mary. The bride has the mind of Christ. The bride has. Now again, this was the Holy Spirit telling the prophet to pick up his pen and write. This was God in spirit form telling the prophet, pick up this pen, write, this is what I'm going to say to my bride. Okay? So it's going to come, it can't come from any higher authority than God himself. And that's where it came from. Okay? The bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the Word. She knows. And in all this question marks, and all this trying to figure out, all this fuzzy stuff, she knows. Okay? She performs the command of the Word, and in his name, for she has, thus saith the Lord. Then the Word is quickened by the Spirit, and it comes to pass, like a seed that is planted by the water. It comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. All right, and skip on down here. She knows that, for it was not yet time for him to do certain things that he must now do. But he will now fulfill through the bride that work which he left for this specific time. Okay, again with that in mind now, and we're going to read, if you want to turn with me, Philippians 4. We never got to this part there Sunday, but we'll move on here a little bit now. Again, now keep these things in mind, and keep in mind what we started off with, missing the mind of Christ. Remember we talked about if you got a shoe missing, and you got a heel on that shoe, and you can't find that shoe nowhere, what's people going to see and what's you going to feel? People's going to see you're walking awkward. They're also, you personally are going to know you're walking awkward. And you may have a tendency, if you do it very long, your hip's going to start hurting, your back's going to start hurting. Yeah, you're going to start having trouble. Because you've got one shoe missing. It's the same way with God's Word. One word missing, you're going to feel the effect of it, and everybody else is going to see it. Okay? All right. Let's go on. Philippians 4 begins first verse. So you just catch what he's going to say here when he gets down here a little further. Apostle Paul's saying, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Odias and beseech Syneca that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Look how important this is. Being in the same mind. This mind being under obedience of the Word of God. Okay? And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others, my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, notice here again, and the peace of God, if you look it up in the original Greek here, it says, again, it's the harmony and tranquil state of the soul assured with salvation. Okay? It's always that harmony. And the peace of God with which passeth all understanding, and, or rises above all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Keep what? Keep your hearts and minds. You mean our something's going to keep these minds in the right state? Absolutely. Yeah. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now always remember, friends, as the prophet told us, in Works of Faith Express, I believe it was, the soul controls the spirit, which is what? Reasoning, imagination, conscience, affection, memory. The soul controls that. And that controls the body. Okay? But where does it originate at? The soul. Okay? Which I don't know if I have time to go back to that part of this evening, because time's, again, quickly going by. He says here, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren. Okay, now this is a born-again state. Okay? It's in the condition he's talking about being not filled with the Holy Ghost. This is when you're born again. Finally, brethren. That's why he says, finally, brethren. After this new birth. Whatsoever things are true. How many times, I wonder how many times this week we've dwelt on things that wasn't true. Maybe you've seen it on the internet and you thought it was true, but it wasn't. Maybe somebody said something to you that wasn't true, but because he was your friend, you thought it was true, so you thought, oh, it was true because my buddy said it. But remember, God searcheth the reins, he knows the thoughts, and he knows what somebody said to you. Talk about having to walk close with God. Yes. Really close. And it's way closer than what most people want to walk. Because it's too much of a price to pay. That's why God cut out a certain special people for this. Predestinated. Yeah. And she'll know exactly what God wants done with his word. Yeah. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Did everything you think about honest, was it honest? Everything. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. There's no tainted spots to it whatsoever. Whatsoever things are lovely, or in other words, accepting or acceptable before God and pleasing before God. And whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. Did you think about anything that wouldn't be a good report? Huh? If there be any virtue, which is pure and strengthening, and if there be any praise, oh my, you want to sing right and praise God right, worshiping right? And think on these things. Yeah. Now, let's just to kind of mold it all together here, that new birth, let's go back again to St. John 14. St. John 14, we'll just read the 26th verse. St. John 14, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. That's how them thoughts are going to be right. That's what's going to keep you from missing the mind of Christ. Bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Now go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, and let's read just the third to the sixth verse. Oh, wait, I still got the wrong one here. 1 Corinthians. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 15th chapter. I'm sorry. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter and 2nd verse. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory. Now, is these scriptures God's inspired word? Absolutely it is. By which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Boy, something's going to have to take care of this brain, ain't it? This thoughts, this spirit. Yeah, it's going to be a born-again gene of God in there. Son of God, a soul from God in there. A nature of God. That's going to have to control that spirit. It's going to control that conscience, that memory, that imagination, that affection, reasoning. Something's got to be there to control this so we can come under obedience to the Word of God. Otherwise, we ain't going to come under obedience to it. We'll be like the rest of the world and have our own thoughts, think what we want to think, evil, wicked things, impure things, things that's not so good many times. So, Brother Steve, you think we'll ever have a thought coming? Well, sure, Satan's going to try to throw a thought at you. But what happens immediately? Satan, get behind me. I rebuke you. Get out of here, that stinking thought. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And don't you think you're going to be tried? You'll be tried every day with some kind of stinking, lousy, useless thought. Yeah. Something that's no good. Something that's just absolutely worthless. But sons and daughters of God, or to have the mind of Christ. And maybe this don't mean nothing to you. And maybe I am crazy. Maybe I'm off the line. But I don't believe I am. But I do believe a lot of people miss these things. A lot of them. Yeah. Our lives shows it. See? Now, we read this a couple weeks ago, but let's go again now to Romans 8 chapter and just follow this through a little bit again. Romans 8th chapter, and begin here at the first verse. I'll try to hurry. Like I said, I'm not going to try to hold you too long on a Thursday night. But yet these things are so important. All right? Romans 8, and let's just begin there again at the first verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Again, the only way you're going to walk after the Spirit is through the new birth. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that new birth, has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we find those that's been born again are walking after the Spirit. Okay? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. You can't help it. If you're not born again, you're going to mind the things of the flesh. That's all there is to it. That's why people do the things they do. Yeah. They can't help it. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. That's why you're so much different. That's what's going to make you so strange and such an oddball, you see? For to be carnally minded is death. So we know God ain't going to tolerate that. No. To be carnally minded, God won't tolerate it. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And you'll find when you are spiritual minded and have the mind of Christ, you have got so much more peace than you could ever dream of. Yeah. But you watch somebody that's not born again. What was fruits of the Spirit? Peace, joy, kindness, gentleness. Yeah. That's fruits of being born again. You see? And when you're not born again, you ain't got that peace. And just everything is just so puzzling to you. Everything is just causes you to be so distraught and so upset and just so at such a turmoil and just aggravated with the world. Because Christ isn't in there. Now you may sit there and argue and say, Christ is in me! And even with a terrible attitude. And you tell me now Christ is in there with an attitude like that? When the Scripture says you'll have peace, it's fruits of the Holy Ghost. Something don't add up. We're trying to make God's Word lie. God's Word don't lie. Not at all. It doesn't lie whatsoever. No. But to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. See, God hates it. It don't get along with God. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. It can't keep the word of God. It just can't. It's impossible. Neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And you think you're going to spend eternal life and not please God? Ain't going to happen. No. Not going to happen. But ye are not in the flesh. Now, he's telling us. But ye are not in the flesh if... Now, wait a minute, there's a big if to this. Ye are not in the flesh. That carnal mind and all that nonsense. And not having peace and all that. And always being disgruntled. Hateful. Yeah, distraught. Yeah. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be, you're in the Spirit. If so be, the Spirit of God dwell in you. Otherwise, you've got your problems. You're walking down through there with that one shoe with a heel on it, the other one's off, and you're on, walking like this, and it's getting to your back, and it's bothering you, and you just can't take life. Yeah. Because you've missed the mind of Christ. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, you try to change it if you want to. I'm not going to change it. He that adds to or takes away anything in this word, his part shall be taken out of the book of life. And the plagues of this book shall be added to you. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Now that is nothing but the new birth, friends. You can't make it anything else. No. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. So I don't have to live after this carnality. Not when you're freed. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus made me free from the law of sin and death. You see? Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to this flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify, in other words, crucify, kill the deeds of the body, you shall live. So what if that killing isn't being done? And we just keep going on and on, and no killing's taking place, just keep going on, just keep going on. We're not of his. Okay? Again, that's might be just putting it plain. But sometimes people have to have it plain because they've let Satan deceive them so bad. For as many, now watch this again, for as many that is led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now how can you be led by the Spirit of God and miss the mind of Christ? Be missing the mind of the Word and be led by the Spirit. You can't, because it gels together. To be led by the Spirit of God, you have to have the mind of Christ. You see? You can't separate the two. To be led by the Spirit, you have to have the mind of Christ. The mind, the thoughts, even the very intents of your heart is in tune to what the Holy Spirit wants in your life. And we might make mistakes and we might make a failure here and there, but I'll assure you, according to the Word, we're going to get back up and be determined with a desire to burn our heart to never do that again. But today we get so satisfied of just doing it over, 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 and call ourselves believers. You've been deceived. And you didn't get it. See? All right? Now let's go on. I've been a half hour. Probably if I go into this next message I'm going to read out of, it's about 3 pages to get to the end where I'm at. So maybe we'll have to pick it up again. But according to what the prophet is showing us here and what he said, we are predestinated, friends, for this character to be in us, to have this mind of Christ. Predestinated for it. This isn't just something that just by chance somebody's going to hit. No. This is through predestination you will have the mind of Christ. Absolutely. And again, this is a very hard few words to hear and have to listen to if you don't have no desire for it. That's very hard. It's very probably boring. It's probably, Brother Steve don't know what he's talking about. I'm about ready to find me a new pastor. I'm about ready to do this. I'm about ready to do that. Always remember, I have no chains hooked to nobody. Yeah. But regardless of what condition anybody is in here or comes here, it's not going to change me serving God. No. Ain't going to change it. I'm going to keep pressing on and keep pressing on. We're going to have to, saints. We've got a place to get to. We've got to come to the fullness of the stature of Christ, the unity of faith. And if we don't get there, what good are we? You see? We must press for that. As Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Do we not also want to press toward the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus? You see? It should be the burning desire in our hearts to do so. You see? But remember, we're in that last days, last moments. That old sun's going to shine hot. In the harvest, it gets the hottest, friends. And it gets hot. And what's it do? It gets all that greenness out. Every bit of it. Get us ready to go. Oh, and that's what I'm longing for. To get ready to leave this old world. Amen. Why don't you sisters come to the instruments, please? Amen. And we'll actually dismiss service here in a few minutes. We'll sing this little song, and I'd just like to have this little meeting. And Brother Finley, he can turn off the recorder if he wants to. Amen. Praise his name. The little song just always keeps coming to me. I want to live the way he wants me to live. Not the way I want to live. The way he wants me to live. Amen. Let us all stand. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we appreciate this little opportunity you've given to us to be here this evening on this rainy night, Lord. It's raining on the outside, maybe a little dreary, but Lord, on the inside, we feel the Holy Spirit pressing on our hearts and drawing us closer to you. And we greatly appreciate that so very much. Just asking, Lord, you would just help us all, Lord, to reach that height you want us to reach. Lord, and truly have it in our hearts to press. And press, Lord, like we never have in our life. Knowing we're narrowing down to the very last moments of time. And Lord, the rapture will take place and it'll be over. And Father, it'll be happening in a moment, in a twinkling of a moment of time. So we pray that you would just help us now and be with us again as we part from this little place and bless our brothers as he drives that far home, Lord. Keep him safe. And Lord, keep each one of us safe upon the highways. And Lord, we pray for the meeting this Sunday, Lord. May you just bless us, Lord, and have your way. And may you be able to reach into the hearts of the people and draw us all closer to you, Father. We ask us all now to your glory and honor. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord.